Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just feels like.
Is that Hubert?
Shalom, shalom, Anna. Greeting.
Hi there. Santi Carrie?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good, and you?
Fine.
Yes, Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Welcome. Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, guys, I was waiting on Loretta, but she hasn't joined, so let's be here. Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. We have Auntie Carrie, we have Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, and Mom, Loretta. We just had someone else join. Is that you, Auntie Pat?
Yes.
All right.
And who is that?
Auntie Dot.
Yes. Okay. Do you want me to start reading in Leviticus or just go on with the program?
Go ahead and read.
Do some reading. Okay. Leviticus 14. We're still discussing the cleansing of the leprosy, and these are the regulations that God gave to Moses. The next day, the eighth day, he shall take two male lambs without physical defect, a yearly ewe lamb without physical defect, 10 quarters of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil and a pane of olive oil. Then the priest who examined him shall place the man and his offering before the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle. The priest shall take one of the lambs and the pane of oil and offer them to the Lord as a gift offering by the gesture of waving them before the altar. Then he shall kill the lamb at the place where the sins offered and the burnt offerings are killed, there at the tabernacle. And the gift offering shall then be given to the priest for food as in the case of the sin offering. It is the most holy offering. The priest shall take the blood from the guilt offering, smear some it upon the top of the right ear of the man being cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the big toe of his right foot. Then the priest shall take the olive oil and pour it into the palm of his left hand, and dip his right finger into it, and sprinkle it with his finger 7 times before the Lord. Some of the oil remaining in his left hand shall then be placed by the priest upon the tip of the man's right ear and the thumb of his right hand and the big toe of his right foot, just as he did with the blood of the guilt offering. The remainder of the oil in his hand shall be used to anoint the man's head. Thus the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord. Then the priest must offer the sin offering and again perform the rite of atonement for the person being cleansed from his leprosy, and afterwards the priest shall kill the burnt offering and offer it along with the grain offering upon the altar, making atonement for the man who shall then be pronounced finally clean. Amen.
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 Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. What were you saying? I didn't see. Hello?
Okay, so we need to go ahead and get started with the program. I'm sorry. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nevis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
Okay, I'm going to tell them on the praise. I'm going to repeat this. the prayer. Therefore, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our give us our and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We ask Lord to not let any demonic spirit come to this land today. He was known to amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It clears it like I was saying.
Hey, Angela.
She asked for a minute. She'll be back as well. What, you want me to call the roll?
You can do a last roll call, and then we'll go ahead into the meeting.
Okay,
Angela, not with us?
Yeah, she's with us, but not right now.
Okay, all right.
We have Mr. William, and we have a chair, Ms. Cody. We have Gilbert. We have Bette, Auntie Bette, and me and Angela. And I think, did I miss anybody? And I can't wait. Okay.
Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Good evening.
Amen.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get started with the meeting. But I just want Angela to be aware that I may get cut off. So that's why I wasn't trying to leave the meeting. But I'll go ahead and get started, and I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read Psalm 19.
Amen.
The heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork. Day unto day early speaks, and night unto night show his knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and the word to the end of the world. In them has he set his tabernacle for the sun, which is the bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circle unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, endure forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than there are gold, yea, more than fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them that servant is warned, and is keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his error? Cleanse them out from secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumptive sin. Let them have no dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressor. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. I will move on to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to pass.
You pass?
Yes.
Okay, let's see, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm also coming from Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bent down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its rope around me, and terror of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protect those of childlike faith. I will face him there, and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again. For the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the presence of the Lord as I live here on earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see, Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Prayer.
Amen.
How to pursue a deeper knowledge of God and this is a time of stillness in his presence. Dear Father, how I long to know you better. Reveal yourself to me in new ways as I wait quietly before you. Make yourself more real to me than anyone or anything on earth. Open my eyes to see you in the scriptures. Quiet my mind and emotions to be still and know that you are God. Calm my heart, taking away my strain and stress. Make me conscious of your presence as I wait before you with holy awe. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Well, I'm coming out of one of my prayer books. The subject said, I will respond. Everyone have heard about your obedience. So I am filled of joy. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. What would happen if you got your marching order from God to see them? What a terrible thought when you are heard from God, prayer is though. And know your marching order. Don't conflict with people, yet you refuse to do his business. What happened then? At the very least, you will stop from speaking into your life. If you get a check in your spirit about TV shows you watching, a DVD, you start to in your shopping cart. or that high fat food item that you are ordering at the fast food restaurant. You better pay attention and pray, then move the way you think God is leading you. Otherwise, you are grieving the voice of the Holy Spirit when we try to you know to listen. His voice will grow faint and even silent. I believe that we are moving into times when we need to hear his voice more than ever. Close the deaf ear to him could prove different for you and your family. Deuteronomy 3:32-33 say, to be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in all the ways that the Lord your God has commanded you. So, in all the that you may live and prosper and prolong your days, and that you will prosper.
Amen. Mom, you guys have a lot of static back there tonight.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know why. But we got to move on. Thank you for that reading out of the prayer book. And we're moving on to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 33.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with the instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the water of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nation to nothing. He makes the plan of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plan of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Ephesians Static, chapter 3, a season for everything. To everything, there is a season and a time for every perfect under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to moan and a time to dance. A time to cast away stone and a time to gather stone together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. a time to trend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of woe and a time of peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot.
Before we go on, we want to acknowledge that Auntie Marie is on the line.
I'm sorry?
Auntie Marie is on the line.
I can't hear you. You're fading out.
Auntie Marie is on the line.
Auntie
yes.
Marie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, all right. So we move on. Angela, is there any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. The title is Making It Home Safely, coming out of Proverbs 12:13. The
Amen.
Righteous person is in trouble. God will not prevent us from having difficulties or trouble. That troubles won't overwhelm us. Trouble will not defeat us. Trouble will not hinder us from our blessings. Trouble may delay God's blessing. Trouble may cause us to be weary and worn in the midst of our struggles. But don't worry or get upset, because God will bring those who are in a right relationship with Him safely through. God tells us when it seems like the river is about to overflow its banks, just hold on. His unseen hand will be your dam, preventing a flood from overwhelming you. When you feel like Job, confused and wondering why every area of your life is under attack, hold on and give God praise. Help is on the way. He'll send angels. He'll put a hedge around you. Just trust in Him. Wait on His timing and deliverance, for God will bring you out, enabling you to make it home safely. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Proverbs. Auntie Marie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I am coming from Romans, the 10th chapter. I can't hardly hear, my phone is about gone. Hello?
Yes?
Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law. For righteousness is everyone that believe. But Moses described that the righteousness which is of the law, that man without those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speak on this wise sin, not in thy heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Romans 10. And we will go right into our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you go before us to make our rough road smooth, especially for Gary and Michael and family, the Dix family, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Dessa Kendrick, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Williams family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family,
Eric, Brian, Tony, excuse me, DeMarcus, the Simmons family, Sister Shirley and family, the Verner family, Ruth Edwards, Dwight, Tawana and family, Eileen Holiday, the Moody family, Malachi, Lenny and family, Reverend Allen and family, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you are doing for our sick and shut-ins. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for all that he has done for us. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we believe in your word, and we speak health right now over our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay. We have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and we're looking at the week of January 22nd through January 28th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Denise Moody.
Denise Moody, okay.
25th.
Mary Ann, the 28th.
Okay, all right. So we are... have these birthdays to recognize. And Dot, would you do the honor of singing the birthday song for us?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. 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 Happy birthday.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. And we move to the part of the program where we share what's on our hearts, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song or poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to say a prayer coming out of my prayer book.
Amen.
Dear Lord, please help me to be where you want me to be. Guide me, show me, and anoint me for whatever work you have arranged for me. Help me to love my family more, deeply, to show more compassion and patience to others, to have boldness in telling others about you. Give me all I need so that my joy may be complete in you. And, Lord, today and every day, I give you permission to join me, to walk with me, to lead me, to carry my burden and worries for me. Lord, I commit even my struggle to you, for the Lord, it's your turn. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the prayer book, and I will go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read a prayer from Prayer Without Pretending. The title of the prayer is A Prayer with Pretending. My Lord and my God, thank you for drawing me to yourself, Lord. You have told us that the pure in heart shall see God. The single-minded, who do not deserve two masters.
who have no other gods but you. Keep the burning on desire for you as clear and steady as the flame of a candle. A single, undivided focus of attention. A steady offering of the will. Let my whole being be filled with your light so that others may be drawn to you. Let my whole being be cleansed by the flame of your love from all this country, from all that is contrary to you or your will for me, from all that keeps others from coming to you. Let my whole being be consumed with your service so that others may know your love. My Lord and my God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony? You pass?
I pass.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Marie,
any
praise report? Okay. All right. I will go next, and I am coming out of Joel Osteen. Feed your faith. And it goes on to say, as a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, or financial, just put on your faith and declare the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed.
Amen.
Declare that perfect love casts out all fear. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart today so you can declare it in your day of need. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Go Falcon, go Falcon.
Amen, amen.
That's up. Go Falcons, amen, amen. Okay, praise support testimony, Hubert. Our song, our poem, you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to do thank those Delta Bears for taking us to the Super Bowl in my life now. That's what I'm going to say. I thank God. I like to thank all the families and friends for their prayers. All the good opportunity for me here in Atlanta to start my own business again. So I just want to give thanks and praise for the Lord is good. We keep the faith and keep our God first in our life. We'll always use me. Amen. May the words of my heart and my heart be just the way in this life.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Hubert. And that brings me to Sister Shirley. Any praise report testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight? Did we lose her, Angela?
I'm here. Psalm 17. Psalm 117.
Okay.
Let all people praise the Lord, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I just want to read out of Romans 11. The title is The Master's Quilt. Have you ever observed the intricate work in a quilt? Remnants of fabric in different colors, sizes, and shapes are all sewn together to form a thing of comfort and beauty. In and of themselves, these same remnants are merely leftover fabric, good for nothing but to be thrown away. However, the hands of a skillful quilter can transform something insignificant and useless into a work of art. God desires us to be beneficiaries of his salvation, like remnants of fabric on a quilt. He wants to grasp us in among those who are partakers of his goodness and mercy. Standing along outside of the ark of salvation, our lives are like a swatch of ragged and useless fabric. But grafted into God of salvation, we are transformed and made beautiful and whole. Our insignificance becomes significant. Our weakness becomes strength. Our sorrow becomes joy. God, the master quilter, can use us no matter the condition of our remnant or its color, size, or shape. Each of us can become a part of his beautiful quilt. And in prayer, thank you, O God, for your unconditional love and saving grace that take the torn remnants of our lives and make us whole. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a shout poem from Devotion.
Amen.
Dear God, nothing is impossible for you or for your son. I just had to remember all the things that you have done. You're the one who made the mountain and the one who parted the sea. Thank you, God, that you are also the one who cared for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Auntie Batty, any praise report, song or poem or testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. That was very much needed.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone else have to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? I just want to say, go Falcons! Yay,
wow.
Go Falcons!
And get it up!
And rise up!
Oh, yes.
I want to say we have a We got a new president, and we want everybody to keep praying so he can do a good job for the whole country.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Right, thank you.
Amen.
Okay,
Angela, you
want to
come to us with the closing prayer?
Yes, if you'll please bow your head. Lord, oh Lord, lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your name. So, Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. That concludes our program for tonight. And the Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you bless our president and all that are in the White House. We ask that you lead and guide them in Jesus' name and allow them to be God-fearing men. Amen.
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 Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And may God continue to bless America and other nations. May you all have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week. Good night. We love you.
Good night.
Love
you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you all. Good night.
Amen.
United Crown is long airline, United Airlines flight causes a crash.